Hi, this is Chris Swecker, Executive Director of the Highland County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to talk about the return of the Highland County Maple Festival, set for March 12th through the 13th and 19th through the 20th. This will be the first time since 2019 that we will have had the festival, and it's been a long 3 years. Everyone in the community is getting ready to welcome back all the visitors that have missed it, just like we have. And I can tell you, we are so excited for its return. This year, our festival will feature 10 unique sugar camps that are open for the public for free tours. There'll be 10 open on the Saturdays and 8 open on Sundays. And as usual, there'll be a chance to view traditional and modern techniques for creating maple syrup from tree to bottle. But of course, there'll be other flavors of syrup, including ones infused with native plants and some that are aged in spirit barrels, as well as black walnut syrup, hickory syrup, and even birch syrup. And new for 2022, the familiar faces of Back Creek Farms that have been set up typically at the courthouse lawn in Monterey, they will now have their sugar camp open as our 10th sugar camp along beautiful Back Creek in the western portion of Highland County. They'll have food and craft vendors on site down there, including Brothers Craft Brewing, which will have a special stout that's maple bacon coffee flavored, and it's called Daylight Cravings. That'll be available for consumption on site. So in addition to the sugar camps, we'll obviously have tons of delicious food all around the county. So the local Ruitton clubs in Bluegrass, Bowler, and McDowell will have their all-you-can-eat regular and buckwheat pancakes with sides available, and there'll even be some to-go options. In Monterey, the public schools will also be serving their all-you-can-eat regular and buckwheat pancakes as well. And of course, almost everyone's favorite, the famous donuts from the Mill Gap Ruitton Club, they'll be going on both weekends from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Most of the Ruitton clubs will have their pancake meals starting as early as 7. There'll be additional food all around the county, really no matter where you go, whether it's at a sugar camp, one of our firehouses, or even along Main Street in Monterey, anything from funnel cakes to pork rinds to more donut options. And our North Water Street food court in Monterey will offer treats like maple fudge, pizza flatbreads, waffle on a stick, chorizo white queso fries, falafel, and much more. We'll have over 100 juried arts and crafts vendors available in Monterey and McDowell, providing one-of-a-kind treasures, tasty treats, and special gifts. Again, all of these are handmade, one-of-a-kind items. Our crafters and artisans really spend a lot of time honing their skills to bring you these special gifts. And after a challenging 2 years, we really hope you support them and really see all the work that they put into their craft. For the Arts and Crafts Show at the Highland High School and Highland Elementary School gym, we do have a $3 entry fee. That, of course, comes with our Maple Festival keychain. And this year, we did want to let you know that our keychain will be branded with 2020, but they will grant visitors entry for 2022. That $3 keychain also gets you into noon entertainment at the Highland Center all 4 days of the festival. The traditional hours of the festival are Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But again, if you want to get started earlier, you can have those earlier all-you-can-eat regular and buckwheat pancake meals at the civic clubs and different areas set up a little bit earlier and might go a little bit later. You can get details about all the festival happening at our website at highlandcounty.org, and we also have posts that highlight the event at our Facebook page at facebook.com/highlandcounty. So we'll have a lot more coming up for you in part two of this story about the festival offerings. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Chris Swecker.